Peace, 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 peace and abundance to the gods. Carbon Intellect here. Yeah, well, everybody's talking about it, so I'm gonna talk about it too. That Will Smith slap. I'm gonna talk about all of it. When I first seen it, I thought it was planned when I first seen it. Because, like, there's no security, nothing, blah, blah, blah. The show still went on. What made me think that it was real is that they muted it, like, on live. Now, at first, most people think that Will did that on the behalf of Jada. There has been another angle that has been let out recently, and it shows Jada laughing right after, like, when Chris Rock was like, oh shit, Will Smith smacked the shit out of me. So now, just on the flip side of just, I would say, mental health pressure on a man, on a black man in America, I personally think that what Chris said was just the straw that broke the camel's back. Now, let's really think about how long the Smith family has been dragged through the mud, from things said about Jaden to things said about Jada, to things and memes about Will Smith. So I think that at the end of the day, we are all, even though we hold these celebrities to a higher standard, I really think we just hold them to a higher standard because they make more money. So they should make more money. They should make better decisions. I feel like it's the subconscious message that society sends. But just all that, personally, how long would you take? How much would you take before you just snap? Everybody talking about your family everywhere, memes, everything, like, still, you know what I'm saying? Memes and stuff don't go away. But how long would you go through all that? And you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You don't know what kind of conversations are being had. And then also, Chris Rock was getting at Jada for a minute. It's not the first Jada Pinkett Smith joke that he has made. And any comedian could tell you that behind every joke, there's a little bit of truth. I just hope this doesn't start like a turf war, because Tony Rock is not feeling the apology at all. And they have families, so I hope this doesn't turn into like a Family Feud type thing. Like, but I could see things as more video and stuff is coming out, different angles of how Chris Rock reacted, just everything. And then also on the flip side, I read somewhere that Joe Biden was trying to give a lot of money to the police after we just went through this whole defund the police thing. So because everybody is talking about this, it's a distraction. Just point blank, period. it's a distraction. There's something else going on, and history has proven that when there are major events, major social events, there's usually something being signed behind closed doors. So I just had to say my piece on this. I know I haven't been on here in a while. I've been working. I'm actually trying to get off the hamster wheel so I could trust myself, trust the universe that all will be provided. And yeah, I done messed up and got a second job again. But I'm definitely going to be trying to record more, follow my Instagram, follow the stories. I post sometimes, but most of the time it's my stories where I'll be posting most of the time. Carbon Cooks 310 on Instagram too. Shout out to the Pod Gods. Y'all be safe. Know that you're loved. Live in abundance. I'm out.